people? Like, what would, how would colored people address white people when you were growing up?
Oh, they'd call them Mr. and Mrs. or Miss.
You still hear that around here?
Not, no, not too much. Unless it's an older colored person.
Uh-huh. How would you address the colored people?
Well, you'd address them now just like you do white people now.
Mm-hmm. What about when you were growing up?
Well, you didn't when I was growing up, but they do now.
And suppose you call white people that you kind of look down on, they don't try to work or do anything for themselves?
Well, no good people or lazy people. Or...
Did you ever hear them called trash?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
They're trashy people.
Uh-huh. What would colored people call whites that they look down on?
The nigger look down on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd call them trash, I reckon. I don't know.
And someone who, in South Louisiana, the people that speak French down there, they're called?
Cunays.
Okay. Is that insulting or joking?
No, it's not insulting for them because they're not down there.
What do you call the people that live kind of north of here?
They're Yankees.
Well, no, still in this state that live, maybe there's some in this parish. They're kind of mean. Did you ever hear red?
Oh, you're talking about red bones. They live down below here. They don't live north.
Where do they live?
They live down the southern part of the state.
What is a red bone?
Well, it's mixed people. Mixed with Spanish and I don't know what
they
all.
They have high cheeks.
Uh-huh. Do they speak English?
Oh, yeah. They speak English.
What are they like? How do they act? Are they?
Well, they act... They act somewhat like an Indian, a red bone does.
Mm-hmm. Are they mean? I've heard...
Well, a long time ago, I guess they was mean down in the lower country, around Oakdale and down in there. They had a lot of red bones. They got red bones down around Leesville and all below Leesville in there, but now up in here, they ain't none.
What would you call someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, you can just take one look at him and see that he's from the country?
From the country, country boy.
Do you ever call them a redneck or Hoosier or cracker?
Well, they probably called them Hoosiers.
Okay. And if you were at a party and you looked at your watch and saw that it was about 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, we better be getting home. It's what?
Getting late or getting bedtime.
It's not midnight yet, but it's what?
Bedtime.
Did you ever say it's almost or pretty near or well nigh midnight?
Yeah, near midnight or almost.
And say if it's kind of icy outside, you'd say, well, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I...
Fell down.
Or I didn't fall, but I slipped and I like...
Almost fell down.
Did you ever say I like to...
Like to fell down.
And if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you in...
A few minutes.
And if you wanted to know how frequently I went into town, you might ask me how?
Often.
And you say, he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he was going to hit him?
Threatened to hit him.
Did you ever say he acted as if or made out like?
Yeah, he made out like he was going to hit him.
And if there's something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child was walking along the top of a fence and you had been saying that he was going to fall off and hurt himself, and then someone came in and told you he'd fallen off, you'd say, well, I just...
Told him.
I just... What that was going to happen. I just...
Told him he's going to fall off the fence.